Welcome to the podcast after the Big Bang concert.
This is the Big Bang special, Tiny Little Hearts.
I'm Nuna Annie.
I'm Nuna Michelle.
Thanks for tuning into Nuna's Generation Podcast.
Woohoo!
So, I'm fucking exhausted.
I don't know, you seem to have more energy than I do. I'm exhausted.
My back hurts.
My back is killing me. I had the worst back pain during that concert.
So we got GA at general admission tickets, yeah. Where we were standing the whole time.
We stood from noon till midnight
without basically sitting. Yeah.
I'm pretty much beat up right now.
I feel like I have a hangover, and I didn't even drink anything. So
yeah, same here.
How do I have a hangover feeling? It's just weird.
You got high off of Big Bang.
I was not sober.
You were not.
But I was mad blue that I was getting fucking pushed every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Same here.
I've never liked being short, but I really hated being short yesterday. It was just the worst. Yes. And there was a girl even shorter than me.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how she managed to see that.
But let's start the story from the beginning.
Yeah.
Troubles started ever since the morning.
Ever since the morning, because Annie lives in Queens, so I took the train with her, and the E train to the city was running local because of construction, and that took, like, an hour to get to the city.
Like, well over an hour because it was local, yeah.
Yeah, there were, like, 24 stops. And then we get to the city, and we had lunch. Path train. Turns out they're not going to Newark.
So we had to get off the train, take a shuttle, but then we find out the shuttles don't even go to Newark.
Yeah, nobody was communicating with us. Like, the police officers there were not even doing anything. They were just standing there. They weren't even preventing the cutters, the line cutters.
Nope.
Like, they had no information. They didn't know what was going on.
Nope. Waited an hour for a shuttle.
Yeah.
They finally found out they're not going to Newark, and then we were trying to get a cab.
Yeah.
The cab was trying to overprice
us. They wanted us to pay $60, because we met fellow concert goers, and we're like, let's get a cab and, you know, split the fare. The cab guy was like, it's $60, so it's $10 a person. I'm like, are you kidding me? $60? And then I tried to get an Uber, and then I canceled it, and then I got charged a $5 cancellation fee just to check the prices.
Fail. Uber app fail.
Uber app fail. And then the police officer's like, oh, the train is running again if you want to go back in. And we're like, we have to pay again?
We had to repay to get back into the PATH train. I was so fucking pissed.
Like, my Metro card wasn't working, so I had to use Annie's.
It was fucking ridiculous. Like, get your shit together, New Jersey.
Yeah, and then we're about to get on the train, and then the guy's like, sorry, guys, this isn't going to Newark. I'm like, what the hell? Everybody said it was going to Newark. And then the lady starts yelling at him, and is like, no, this train is going to Newark. So he's like, change of plans, this is going to Newark.
Like, there was no communication in NJ Transit, and
yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Nobody knew what was going on. It was a clusterfuck.
Complete clusterfuck. Yeah. Anyways,
and we were about to miss soundcheck because of this whole train crap. Yeah.
We got there, like, 4:15.
Yeah.
And
the line was looped around the block.
We were number 815.
814.
Yeah.
That's how far back we were.
That's how late we were.
And then we went all the way to the back of the line. And then there was garbage everywhere. People had slept there overnight.
There was, like, yeah, cardboard boxes. Like, they were sleeping on
people were
on
homeless
them.
For that night.
Somebody brought, like, their TJ Maxx rug and slept on that. Like, I was like,
I have that same bathroom rug, and it was on the floor.
Someone brought it there to sleep on. And then we were talking to this guy who was in VIP, because they were in a different line from us.
Yes.
And he was saying that he slept there since last night
in the rain.
It was pouring rain. Yeah. And he slept there with his
squad.
And
there was a hockey game that night at Prudential Center, and he had slept in the rain with his squad, and he was like, ready to go in. He was the first person to go into
He had mad energy for some guy who slept
so
outside.
He was so energetic.
Seriously.
And he's like, yeah, you know, that's dedication. And I'm like, what?
And that guy, like, we were stalking his Instagram. He's been to every single concert in the U.S.
Yes.
Every single Big Bang concert.
And he took selfies with Taeyang and Daesung at the Vegas show.
And
again yesterday. And I'm like, this guy has money to blow because VIP tickets were like $700 and he has VIP for all the shows.
And then he got front row center.
And now he's going back today, Sunday, for the second show. I'm like,
it's like intense. I can't.
I don't know how he has money for all that.
I'm exhausted just from the couple hours we dealt with.
Yeah. And then
imagine doing that the whole night, just like sleeping. I was like, oh no.
And then we finally make our way into Peru Center, and they put us in this line based on your number. So all the 800s were waiting online, and sound check began and they weren't letting us in. Yeah. And we heard GD singing Michi Gayo.
Yeah, they let all the VIPs in before all the, you know, regular GA people.
And then these two girls from the GA line, they snuck into the curtain because there was a curtain and where you could, like, see and peek in. And they, like, ran out of the line to, like, see. And then the security guard was like, get out! And she was
They're such idiots. They, like, ran. They should have, like done more, like, you know, strategically.
Yeah. Yeah, they got yelled at by security.
Yeah.
So then, you know, they kept dividing us into groups, into different lines, and soundcheck was going on, and we're like, we're missing it! But you could hear the music, so we were, like, jamming, mm-hmm. you know, with the what we could hear. And finally, we make it into GA, and holy fuck. What a war zone that was.
Oh, man.
We were, like, standing there. I couldn't see anything because, like, there were some giants in front of me. Like, 7-foot giants. I'm like, where did these people get so tall? Like,
get in the back. I saw a girl with a stool. I was like, good idea. Yeah. I should have brought a damn stool.
Yeah. That was a good idea to get a stool.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not a short person, but I felt short that day because there were so many giants in front of me. Like, these guys that were freaking huge.
I was about to, like, put my camera over their heads.
I was like, move. Because, like, if they were to move just a little bit, I could see perfectly, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
So my view was completely obstructed.
Oh, they banned selfie sticks, but some girl managed to sneak in her selfie stick and fucking put it over my head.
Yeah,
she I was like, if that, Annie. If she hits me, I'm going to shove that selfie stick up her ass. I was going to be like, I was going to have no
Annie,
chill.
Annie was.
No chill.
Annie has
she
no
did that.
Chill. Annie has no chill. She was about to slap a bitch yesterday, and with good reason. I was about to slap a couple of bitches because once soundcheck started, guys, like, I got pushed to the front. Like, literally pushed, like, this big push. And I was like, what is going on right now? I was
How
like,
is there still space? We kept getting pushed to the front. Like, how is there still more space to get pushed into?
And, like, it was, fucking like, ridiculous. It was so crazy. And then finally the lights started flashing. And then they all came out with, like, their masks on. None of them had makeup.
Yeah, they didn't have makeup on. That's
why. And they started playing Bang, Bang, Bang.
Yeah.
Bang, Bang, Bang. They were playing that. And then Taeyang was like, when I say yeah, you say yeah or something. And he was, like, singing it. He's like, say yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
were pretty hyped up for sound check, so I was pretty impressed with them. And it was good. It felt so, like, intimate because it was a smaller group.
Yeah.
It was 900 people, but it still felt
And they were know, all intimate. At the second stage, which is where the GA people were, because there was, like, the front stage and then VIP and then a second stage for GA. And they were, the whole time during soundcheck, they were at the second stage for GA. And we could see them so close up. It was crazy. I could see Taeyang's pimple on his left cheek. That's how close we were. He broke out, poor kid. Bless him. So
K-pop stars are just like us. They break out.
They break out. I mean, all that makeup and sweating. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed. It was like a mini concert. They played Bang, 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 Bay, Bay, and We Like to Party. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, we'll see you at the show, guys. And we're like, yay. And then we had to file out of GA.
And line up by our numbers.
Yeah.
Which, in the end, didn't even fucking matter.
None of our numbers mattered. Like, everybody was just, like, roaming around, like, clueless because there was no direction again. Like, the people weren't telling us, okay, 800s go there, 700s go there. People just lined up wherever. And then we were all, like, comfortable sitting and, like, waiting. And then all of a sudden, get up! Everybody get up! And, like, yelling at us like we were cattle. And they were, like, herding us like cattle. She's like, if you're number 800, get on this line! And I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on right now?
It was fucking intense.
Yeah, they're like, 800 to 830, over here! And then they were, like, yelling at us. I didn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like,
ugh. We, like, couldn't even get stuff to eat because, like, the lines for the food was so long. Not all of the stands were open. It was, like, literally just the Nathan stand, and that was it. That's all I saw that was open. Anyways, and then...
Yeah, and Annie went and bought me a light stick. She's so sweet. Bless her.
It's her birthday next month. So I was like, what do I get her? She has, like, so much makeup stuff. So
I know.
Like, let me just get her this light stick. It'll
she
make her
a
day.
Light stick. It made
she looks so down.
I was so depressed.
I was like, let me just get her this light stick.
Because I had the worst back pain of my life yesterday. I don't know why I have such... I have to go to the doctor because I have such bad back pain. So I was, like, dying. And I literally gave no shit.
We were standing for hours.
I didn't give a fuck at the end. And I'm like, I'm sitting on this hard-ass last floor. And he's like, I was like, Annie, sit down. She's like, no, I'm okay. So I was sitting there, like, waiting for the concert to start. and I popped in two Advils without water. So I could withstand this show. And then finally we get in. And we're all hyped. And it was, like, an hour that we, like, stood there.
Yeah, we stood there waiting.
We were just watching music videos. They were all the way playing with music videos of Big Bang and, like, concert etiquette. Mm-hmm. And, like, this tutorial on how to get, like, this blue screen on your phone when blue started. But it was too complicated. I didn't do it.
It was a commercial for Taeyong and CL for some clothing line.
And he thought it was, like, a unit. But no, I think it's just a clothing line.
And so cool if it was a unit,
And then
though.
Moonshot Cosmetics had a commercial. Do they sell it here?
Yeah, are you selling it here? If you're not selling it here, don't show us the damn commercial.
Like, you're going to just make me want to buy it, but I can't because it's not available in this freaking country. So then, finally, the show starts, and they
people
start.
They went ape shit.
They started with "Bang Bang Bang," and when that song started, like literally the biggest push ever. Like people swarmed to the front, mm-hmm. and I lost Annie. I lost her. I was like, "Where did she go?" I was pushed to the front, and she was pushed to the back and to the side.
Yep.
I was like, Annie, where are you?
I was like, literally, three songs in, I lost Michelle.
And I was trying to, like, find her, but there were so many
It was not
people,
happening.
I was like, I couldn't find her, and then I was like, I guess I'm gonna enjoy this concert by myself.
Yeah. So, like, we were all constantly getting pushed, and, like, by the fourth song, I was like, I can't stand this anymore. I literally just told people, I have a fucking panic attack. Move. I gotta get to the back. Move, move, move. I'm claustrophobic. Move, bitches. And then so I ran all the way to the back. And, like,
the crowd parted like the Red Sea for Moses.
Because I was like, I'm having a panic attack, move! And then, so I got to the back. There was so much room there. I was like, what the fuck, people? Like, it's so spacious. Everyone was, like, spread out in the back.
And dancing.
Everyone was spread out and dancing. It was so much better. Because, like, literally, I was squished to the point where I couldn't even lift up my arms. You know?
Yeah, that's how I was, too.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm out.
But then I was to the point, I was so, like, towards the front to that point that I couldn't even get to the back even if I wanted to because I was so freaking squished. I couldn't move. And I was dying because I had a scarf and a jacket on and it was so hot up in there.
She couldn't even, like, have the space to take it off.
I couldn't take it off. I managed to take my scarf off, but people were, like, but I was elbowing people while I was doing it and they were getting pissed at me. And I had the worst back pain of my life. So when I tried to record, my back was killing me. So I couldn't really record much. So I just did like 10 seconds of each song. And then these girls were like jumping in front of me and I like ate their hair. Their hair was so long and they were in my face. I was like, get this hair out of my face. And like they looked at, like they were jumping and I was like, chill, people. And they looked back at me and I was like, can you like chill? And they were like, sorry. And then this girl next to me, this little like short chubby girl, was getting pushed by everybody. Poor her, bless her. And then she got so mad. She was like, you fucking asshole, stop pushing me to this guy. And I was like, things are gonna go down in GA. Like a fight was literally gonna break out. I was scared because she was pissed. She was tiny, but she was pissed. But amidst all the pain and suffering and the heat, I did manage to get a close-up of GD and Tap and Taeyang and Daesung and Sungri. I saw them up close.
I was watching from the Jumbotron. Yeah. Most of it was from the Jumbotron until, like, they actually walked up to the GA section, and then I got, like, sort of a good view of them.
Yeah, when they would come to the GA section is when we got the best views of them, but then everybody would lift up their phones to record them, and I couldn't see. Like, take your phones down and enjoy the show. Like, freaking GD is in front of you, and you're just recording him. Like, I need to see his glory up close.
I only did, like, 10 seconds. Like, on Snapchat, I only did 10 seconds of each song, because I didn't want to, like, obstruct everyone's view with my phone, but... Yeah.
And can I just say this? Like, they look so good in real life. Like, so much better than in person. And, like...
So much better in person.
In person. Sorry. And, like, GD, he's not even my bias in Big Bang Top is. But, like, wow. He looked so hot yesterday. I couldn't take my eyes off him. Like, he just had so much energy. So much swag. I was like, wow.
So much sweat. But, like, damn. Yo, one of them threw a towel in the crowd.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think it was Top. Like, he wiped his sweat on the white towel and he threw it in the crowd. People went apeshit in that corner. I was
like,
fuck.
God. I had a religious experience.
I could have cloned a top with that.
When Taeyang was singing Eyes, Nose, and Lips, I had a religious experience. Like
praise hands were up.
Praise hands were up because, wow, Taeyang can sing. Like, I was like, sang.
So many feels.
He went to church with that song, and I was just like, yes. and he had so much emotion when he was singing, too. Like, all of them had, like, so much emotion, so much feeling in their songs, and like, you know, they were tired and like beat up from it. They were sweating like crazy. Like, I was hot, but I can't even imagine how they were feeling. But they sang like and put 100% into this concert, and that's true professionalism, and that's why I'm a Big Bang VIP.
Love them.
That was amazing. And their English got so much better.
Yo, all of them were, like, you know, saying things in English.
And they had, like, they were speaking as if they were fluent. Like, Sungri was, I couldn't really make out his sentences somewhat. I mean, he was saying things, but I think he was just saying things to say things. He's like, I love you. New York.
New Jersey.
And then Daesung was so cute. He was like, do you guys want to see my eyes? Because it's like, I can't see you. You guys can see me, but you guys, I can't see you.
And then he lifts up his hair and shows us his eyes.
It was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, I think one of them called him out, and then he started dancing and doing these pelvic thrusts.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, dear. What is this?
He's just one-upping all of them by thrusting into it. And the camera guy zoomed in on his crotch.
Oh my god, best ever. And then Taeyang, when he gave his little speech, he touched my heart. He was like, guys, I remember when we came in 2012, and now it's 3 years later. I miss you guys. I'm so happy to be here. Like, and then he said, and he gave us these tiny little hearts. You know when you make a pinch of salt when you're cooking? It's that little heart.
Yeah, it's like a Korean thing, though. That's like they all do
that. And he had to explain what it was, because, like, a lot of people don't understand what this is. And
it's a heart.
He's like, this is a tiny little heart, and I'm sending tiny little hearts to you guys. And I died when he said that. I was like, oh. We were all in the GA. We're like, oh, so cute.
And then Top's like, I'll give you a heart, too. And he gave us hearts.
I thought he was going to cry. He seemed very emotional when he was talking.
He's just tired.
I mean, he was just tired. I don't know. And then he said something in Korean, and then everybody around me was freaking out. I guess they were Korean. I don't know.
No, there was a Chinese guy. He's like, I don't know what he's saying. Why is he saying this in Korean? Why can't he speak?
No, but the people.
Why can't he speak in Chinese? I'm like, fucking idiot. He's not Chinese, you idiot.
There were so many Mandarin speakers there. I was like, overwhelmed.
They were China people. Yeah. Like, they weren't Chinese American. They were China.
Yeah.
People.
Like, they were. Yeah, I have no idea what was going on. I felt like I was in China. And so, yeah, they had their little speaking parts, and it was really nice. No Korean except for Top. It was all mostly English. And then they closed the show with Fantastic Baby, of course.
Of course.
Jeannie's like, are you fucking ready? I was like, yes! And then people went apeshit again. And then the show was over, but then, or so we thought it was. And then they came back and did an encore. They introduced, like, all the musicians, and Top was getting down with his pimp cane.
Oh, my God, the cowboy hat and the pimp cane. I was living for it.
I was recording him. I was like, wow, he's giving me so much life right now. Mm-hmm. And then they closed the show with that, and then we thought it was over. But no, they came back, and they did We Like to Party. And that was the big close of the show. And I liked it because they're at the show. They had, like, a trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, they were, like, I guess chasing somebody or trying to shoot them down or something.
Yeah, it's like a mini trailer of each of their characters. Yeah. Like, each of them. And it basically introduced when they did their solos and stuff.
Every section of the concert had, like, a trailer. Yeah. It's really nice. I like that. Yeah. And so that was our Big Bang concert experience. I was like, Tanny, should we go again today?
Oh, my God. So we were looking, like, are there any seats available today? There are, but it's, like, $200.
Yeah.
It's in an okay section, seated section, which, you know, we probably would enjoy it more if we were there.
We met a fellow VIP on the ride home, and she was in the seated section. And she had the best time of her life. Like, she looked so refreshed. I was, like, all haggard.
We were, like, dying, and then she was like, I had a great time, man. Like,
What about you guys? Like, I was so pumped and everything. I was dancing. I'm like, I got basically mobbed. I almost died in that war zone.
Yeah.
I'm never doing GA ever again. No. Never.
Never making that mistake ever
never,
again.
Never, never. And I highly do not recommend it.
Unless you're 12.
And tall. You got that and 7 feet tall.
And 7 feet tall, yeah. Because gosh, you can't see it for anybody.
No, no. Ugh. But yeah, I enjoyed it, but, you know, I was in a lot of pain. I thought I was going to pass out.
Aww.
Yeah, I need to just relax today. I don't know how Annie has energy to go out.
Comic-Con! Are we going to Comic-Con? Yeah, Comic-Con!
I don't get how Annie has energy for this.
Dude, it's free ticket to Comic-Con. I'm fucking going.
No, I have no energy. I was like, I'm passing on that.
Oh, okay.
I have to rest. All right, I'm old.
So thank you guys for tuning in.
We're going to download our Snap story and put it on YouTube so you could see clips.
Check it out.
Alrighty, so follow us on all our social media. We're Nunes Generation or Nunes Podcast. Anywhere.
Just Google search us.
Yeah, you'll find us.
That's how tired we are. You'll just go look for it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need to like say Tumblr or any of that. You know where it is.
You know where we are.
You know it.
You know where it is.
All right.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.